With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, have you ever wondered how the ultra wealthy grow their real estate portfolio so fast and furious? Have you ever heard of the infinite banking concept? Learn how you can become your own bank and build out your own real estate portfolio like the pros, like the ultra wealthy. Call Ed Knezovich or Ryan Miller at Next Level Continuing Education at 614-648-2440. Learn how to purchase investment real estate without spending a dollar of your own capital through Next Level Continuing Education. 614-648-2440. Hey, this is Coach Cimarroni for Blood Time. And before we get into this fantastic interview with this fantastic guest, I want to do a shout out to all the Ohio wrestlers that are wrestling in the state finals, consolation finals, right now, at the three different locations in this very challenging year. My hat and my heart goes out to you, and congratulations, making it to the state tournament again, finally, after a very, very tough year. Congratulations to all the Ohio State of Ohio wrestlers. In studio, actually not in studio today. I wish he was in studio, but on the phone through Zoom, through my the magic of my great producer, Maverick Peters, we have Jesse Porter. Jesse, how are you, man?
I'm great. Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here, excited to talk about some really important, insightful things today.
Yeah, we are really excited to have you, Jesse, and I just love your story. And you're out of Northern Michigan University still, right?
That's correct. Yep. I'm training out of there. I'm currently at home, you know, because with everything COVID going on, I felt like my training position would be better suited at home.
Sure.
But I still go for Northern. Yeah.
Where is home, Jesse?
Home for me is upstate New York. I'm born and raised New York native. And, you know, I've lived here all my life. That's where I've been training for, you know, Olympic trials coming up here.
There's some great wrestling up in upstate New York, Buffalo area, yep. Albany area, Rochester. So Rochester's not too upstate, but still some great wrestling coming out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesse, you are a four-time U23 world champion. Am I correct in saying that?
Mm-mm, not a world champion. I'm a four-time U23 world team member. Big difference team. There.
Oh, yeah, big difference, my bad. But I'm trying to give you the props that I can't.
Yeah, but I'm a four-time world team member. U23 champion four times as well. So kind of at the top of my class here in the United States, as far as the United States goes.
Fantastic. And didn't you knock off a year or so ago, or not even a year or so ago, a pretty high-ranked guy from Eastern Europe?
Yeah, that was about a year ago at New York AC tournament. I actually tech-balled a Olympic champion, Davor Stefanik from Serbia.
Right. How'd that feel?
It felt pretty good. I mean, like, I've always been the wrestler that kind of rises to the occasion. So if I'm going to be wrestling a better wrestler and I know that he's better, I'm probably just going to wrestle better, to be honest.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jesse, I read your story and it's a terrific story. Tell me, you know, what do you take away from our sport that makes you just a better human being?
That's a great question. So, you know, in my humble opinion, I believe that wrestling is really one of the greatest sports, if not the greatest sport in the world, for learning some of the most important life lessons that you can possibly learn. I think wrestling has quite literally made me the person that I am today in a lot of ways, especially, you know, the kind of position that I was in with wrestling. not really achieving all those big milestones early on really built the character that I needed to be the person that I am today. And so I think that, you know, with these guys that maybe, you know, didn't win a state title or, you know, didn't win Fargo, I think they really should, you know, think about that, that the lessons that they're learning and the character that they're building is literally invaluable and it's priceless.
That's fantastic. And I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, everybody blooms at a different stage in life. And I was listening to yesterday, I had to drive down to the state tournament for Division II. We had an alternate. He didn't get in, but it was a good lesson to be learned. He took fifth. And I was driving back, and I was listening to Howard Stern's interview of Tom Brady. And Tom clearly is a late bloomer in everything he ever did. He said, look, I bloomed late in high school. I bloomed late in college. I bloomed late, you know, in the pros. He said, everybody doubted me at some level. But the beauty of that is he bloomed when nobody else ever bloomed, 20 years into his career, and he's still a Super Bowl champ. And I think that's the beauty, too, of our sport. We can see success sometimes in their late 20s, early 30s. What do you think about that as a mentality of understanding your body, understanding your philosophy, understanding your mentality in regards to that bloom, if you will?
Yeah. Well, to me specifically, I like wrestling, and I definitely see myself wrestling in the long term, especially since I focus really heavily taking care of my body and making sure that I'm healthy.
Right.
I think that I'll be around for a while. I think that is great that we have a sport that we can continue to wrestle for a while and, you know, upwards into the 30s. I think that's important for a lot of people to basically retain people in the sport, you know, saying, okay, we have time. And I think that lessons in longevity are taught in wrestling that are really important too. I think it's a lot harder to actually take care of your body in wrestling. And because of that, you know, some of those fighters, they actually they get better at taking care of their bodies. Contrary to popular belief, they think, oh, you deteriorate your body, but you actually get better because it's harder, you know?
Sure. So, well, look at Daniel Cormier, you know, he's not the champ anymore, but he's still doing stuff, and he's not a young buck. And it's interesting, his inspiration. I had Kyvan Gadson on a couple of episodes ago. He was talking about his global approach to his body, his mentality, his spirituality, etc. And, you know, he's making another run at it. And, you know, in that, we have an inspiration. We have a blood time moment, somebody that gives you that aha moment saying, I can do this. And so, Jesse, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'm going to ask you, who was your inspiration? Was it a number of people? Was it one person? What were they said? What was said to you? What was implanted in you to say, Jesse Porter can do this?
Yeah. So I definitely say that for the longest time, my number one biggest inspiration has to be my father. My father's always in my corner, you know, from a very, very young age. He put me in the hardest brackets. He used to bump me up two weight classes and two age groups. When I first started wrestling, he didn't tell me that he did it either. He just threw me right in there.
Right.
And he did it consistently, right?
I love that.
He never told me that I was actually wrestling people heavier and older. In fact, like, I didn't learn that I was until about a year after I'd been already doing it. Right?
Wow, that's crazy. That's awesome, though.
So I just thought that I was really bad. So I go in and he's like, I'm like, you know, why is everybody so much stronger than me? Why is everybody so much better than me? And he's just like, what do you want to do about that? Right? He just asked me that. And I was like, and that for him, that one test, that was his test to see like what he was working with. And for me, you know, what I said back when I was only 8 years old is I said, you know, I want you to teach me.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
That's kind of started where, you know, instead of like, you know, oh, it's too hard, I want to quit, I said it, I wanted him to teach me. That was just my, even as an 8 year old, you know, even at 8 years old, that was my mentality. I wanted to get better at things.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's a very impressionable time too, in that those brain, your brain is forming and really imprinting life's lessons in second, third grade, and I know that my fiance, soon to be my wife, is a second grade teacher, and so she tells me these stories, and it's amazing what word, you know, that was there a word, was there a moment in your young life, and let's before we ask that, what's your dad's name?
My dad's name is I'm actually a junior, so my dad's name is Jesse Porter.
Well, we love Jesse Senior. We love Jesse Senior because he gave the world Jesse Porter. But in that question, what did he say to you, or what did he imprint upon you that now makes you who you are today?
Yeah, I think that was really just I think I as a person really grew through challenge.
Okay,
and I think he. Good that I grew through challenge. It's just the type of person I was. He continued to challenge me, continued to push me to live at the edge, right, of where I think I can't do it, but you actually can, you know?
Sure,
Continued to push me in that respect. And a lot of it was, like I said, it was unaware. I was unaware of it. And I think that really helped me, you know, especially him putting me, you know, in those higher age groups, higher weight classes early on in those like formative years. I think that really helped. I think that his comments, not only him, but, my assistant coach, Frank Papalizio, he also had a big impact on me early on, because we used to have to turn report cards early on.
Sure.
And basically, I just didn't know any better when I was in third grade. So I would get like, you know, C's in this class, B's in this class. And he'd be like, what? Why'd you get it in this class? Right.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what? What's going on? He'd be like, that's like getting fifth at a tournament.
I get it. Like, I get it.
And he made it aware to me. I thought about it. I was like, huh. Yeah, I didn't even thought about it that way. And so he made that aware or made me more aware of that and kind of, pushed me to try a little bit harder in my academics as well.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, and it just really, you know, really hits home in a young mind. And that you're, you know, it seems like it was yesterday, right, that he said that to you, because it's so fresh in your mind.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So Jesse, I want to talk to you about what you're doing right now to prepare for the future and the tournaments coming up. So. Tell me a little bit about what your life is like right now.
Yeah. So it's very repetitive, first of all, and foremost. But like, you know, I'm doing all my classes online. So I'm sitting in front of a computer screen for a good portion of the day.
Right.
Kind of gotten used to kind of the life. It's the kind of the COVID lifestyle, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
we need to get more socialization back in our world, boy, because people are really struggling with that. But
yeah,
I hear you.
Yeah, so that's kind of been one of the things I've adopted, and then basically I've been working out consistently, and I just recently ramped up my conditioning because it's getting close to the tournament.
Sure.
And then working on my lifting and really really honing in on my technique, and I think that I think it showed at the last U23 championships, because you know that guy that I teched mm-hmm. actually pinned me a little while ago when you know. Actually training at Northern, and I don't know, I feel like some of the things that I've set up here at home that have really given me flexibility have really really helped me grow. I think that that's really important for me, specifically for my training. I do need flexibility in my regimen. I need to be able to do what I think is important, and then I need to be able to work on specific things with my technique. I can't go to a cookie cutter practice and say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that.
You got to change it up. I get it. You got to have some flexibility, but you also have to have some, you know, a variety, I guess, is the best term. A variety of ways to get to your chosen goal, if you will.
Yeah, the way I see it is that, like, for me, the ideal way to have it is where I'm kind of going out and doing what I need, and the coaches and the resources are there if I need them, right?
Yep.
Need them is really what's been working very well for me lately. Just like, okay, all right, Kay, can you come down, work on this, or can you do this? over the phone, says this, I need this here, I need this there, right?
Sure.
And you kind of just name at certain times. That's just been, you know, clicking very well for me.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we're going to come back and talk about the next big event that you're going to be entering in after the break. We got to take a break to pay homage to our sponsors. We'll be right back with Jesse Porter. This is Coach Cimarroni for Blood Time.
Defense Soap at DefenseSoap.com. In the midst of our current health crisis, we at Blood Time want to thank Guy and Gus Seiko and the team at Defense Soap as a beacon of our protection. Body wipes, skin cleansers, bars of soap, shower gels, and disinfectant tablets. All this and more as Defense Soap is on the front line of our protection. Thanks to the Seiko family and their team at Defense Soap. Check them out for all your protection needs during these precarious times. Defense Soap at DefenseSoap.com.
Hey guys, I want to thank Affinity Whole Health and the owner, Brian Zide. He started this company to get you feeling like you were in your prime. You can reach this company at feelgreatcleveland.com. Founded obviously by a former wrestler athlete and his partner, who's also a former wrestler and athlete. The whole goal for this is to get you feeling like you're in your prime, but also helps you with muscle definition and strength, increased libido, increased energy and drive, increased mental acuity, obviously increases your confidence if you get all those, and increases recovery time from workouts. If you like all those things and you want all those things, check them out at feelgreatcleveland.com. Thank you again, Brian Zide and Affinity Whole Health.
Hey, this is Coach Cimarroni. We're back with Jesse Porter for Blood Time. Jesse, tell me a little bit about what's coming up. You've got a big tournament coming up, and you've been training for it pretty hard, hot and heavy. So what's happening in your world tournament-wise?
Yeah. So I got the Last Chance qualifier coming up that I have to win, and that'll be, the week of the 26th.
Okay.
Next year coming up. And, I win that tournament and I go on to the trials, which is going to be the following week. So I'll be there for a week, kind of just getting ready for the trials, kind of getting back down to weight and such.
Okay.
And when I'm ready for that, like I said, you win the trials, you go, there's actually, for my weight class, there's another tournament after that. I actually have to qualify the weight.
Oh, and, wow. Okay.
In another country there. So there'll be another qualifying tournament for me. And obviously, none of this stuff is a surprise to me. I've known him for a long time now.
Sure.
And I saw other guys do it before. I've seen other guys be successful with it before. So it's kind of all just, basic motions for me. Just the trial process. But that's what I got coming up. That's what I've been training for. And I'm excited. I'm excited to get ready because, I've been working on a lot of stuff. I want to try it.
So. That's awesome. Well, there's quite a difference between freestyle and Greco. And tell me how, obviously you trained, I'm assuming, in folk and freestyle up until a certain age. What had you transition into the style of Greco?
Yeah, well, my dad was a Greco guy.
Sure.
I've always had those resources in Greco. For me, I'm a very logical guy, right? I'm a very logical guy. And I say, well, I have the most resources in Greco-Roman wrestling. Okay. Why would I wrestle in freestyle, right?
Okay.
Why would I do that? Probably be a lot better in Greco, right? Now, there is an argument for freestyle or even folk style because, you could, there are a lot more resources in different aspects
sure.
in freestyle, right?
Yep.
Especially with the United States, right?
Of course.
But for me, I felt like Greco-Roman, outside of the United States is actually the most popular style.
Yes.
It really just is the United States that is, not really about Greco.
Right.
So, past the United States, you can actually get a lot out of this style. So I think that's important to recognize. I also believe that Greco-Roman wrestlers are really the most versatile wrestlers because if you notice, Greco-Roman wrestlers, mm-hmm. they can all wrestle folk style and freestyle.
Sure.
But most style and folk style wrestlers can't wrestle Greco.
Absolutely, 100%. It's a hard transition if you're trained in folk style and freestyle to make that transition to Greco. Now, we had a guy locally who was a fantastic folk style wrestler, Harry Lester, four-time state champ here at CVCA. And he made the transition to Greco and represented our team, our country at the Olympics a few times, I believe.
Yep. And like, you know, I guess if you ask Terry Lester, you could probably, he'd probably tell you that there was definitely a lot to learn.
Yes, a lot to learn. Yeah. No question about it. What is the biggest thing that you have to learn that people have trouble translating or transforming themselves into from one style to the next?
I'd say the biggest thing is the change of pace.
Okay.
There's definitely a form of exhaustion that comes to never really breaking contact with a man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, there's really not a lot of time that you can break contact. You break contact, you're basically passive, right? You get put down.
Yep.
So it's brawl the whole time, all the way through.
Yeah, people don't realize how difficult that is to be pushing against another human being. It's really insanely exhausting.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, sometimes you actually literally can't feel your arms after matches. Often, you know,
yep.
And that's us. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people find when they move over. They're like, "Wow, Jesus Christ, I'm so tired." Like, and not only that, there's so much deep technique involved with Greco-Roman. I'd say more so even than like freestyle, because there's so many small nuances that you actually have to be good at in order to maintain good position. Because you have to maintain good position the entire match.
Right.
You come out of 1 second and you're going to get scored on.
Yep. So. That's a form of coaching that I'm a big believer in and have been. I've termed it economy of motion. I want to be in the absolute best position with the least amount of effort. And if you're not, you're going to be completely exhausted within, you know, a short period of time. So I think Greco literally personifies that as a definition of economy of motion.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, for sure.
So when you do that, you know, you get into the best position. Heck, you could probably translate that to freestyle and folk style, and then you could improve any freestyle and folk style wrestler if they would just pay attention to that.
Yes, absolutely.
So with this happening with you, you're a young man, and you know, I was listening, again referencing the Tom Brady interview with Stern. You know, he said he never had a plan B, and I know that you don't have a plan B right now, but our sport does not really afford us to be able to retire financially like a Tom Brady or a Michael Jordan or a Jim Brown or anybody of that nature that was so great in the sport of their chosen profession. What do you see yourself doing 10, 15, 20 years from now with the life lessons that you've learned from our great sport in the real world at large?
Yeah, so this is a great question. I was really excited for this one. So
cool.
Basically, I'm totally aware, you know, that wrestling doesn't really have the same financial backing as other sports. I've looked at that very often, and I've actually created, I wanted to give a shout out to my page. I've actually created a page called Wrestlers in Finance.
Awesome.
On Instagram.
Awesome.
And basically, see, I've been a finance nut for a little while now, just because I feel like it's a good thing to get into when you're in a sport that doesn't really support you in that
right,
way.
Right, so right, exactly.
For like minds like myself that want to either, you know, want to still be in a good financial position and want to continue to wrestle, you know?
Yep.
Want to continue to wrestle and be in a good financial position. If you're anybody listening to this podcast right now and that sounds like you, then you should follow that page, because, you know, I talk about finances. I talk about anything from like trading, cryptocurrency, blockchain, all kinds of different things.
Sure.
In that space. I'm trying to build a community there of basically financially literate wrestlers.
Brilliant. You know? Brilliant.
And I think that for me, going forward, my plan B is going to be somewhere along that lines where, you know, with my community, we kind of figure this out together, you know?
Yep.
We figure this out. Okay, one of the things we're going to be talking about a lot on my page in the community is how to make wrestling a profitable skill.
Excellent.
Right?
Excellent.
Because there, in our society, like in our day, like we are kind of just blessed to be born in the time that we are. There's so many different opportunities for us to actually take skills and make them profitable.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. 100%.
So that's really what we're going to be discussing on these pages is like, okay, how do we take the skill of wrestling and make it profitable? Yeah. How do we do that, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways. Like right now, what I'm doing is I'm just growing it on social media, taking moves that I do and making highlight clips, posting them to TikTok, things like that. That's where I start, right? But yeah. That's where we start getting the discussion going, you know?
Sure. I love this. And you're preaching to the choir because two of my last three guests or four guests, one was Yoshi Nakamura. He runs Naka Capital, and he's huge in the crypto. He was a two-time state champ from St. Ed's as well as a two-time All-American at Penn and was a Wharton MBA graduate. So he believes in that wholeheartedly. Gene Zanetti in the wrestling mindset and the success of wrestlers, he's now translating this into the business world and getting a fantastic winning mindset, which is his new program. And then third, with about four or five former wrestlers of mine or guys I coached against back in 2010, Jesse, we started Wrestlers and Business Network. And it was an idea from a guy by name Aaron Grossman with Tim Cortad, myself, Jason Effner, Matt Delguide, Nick Delguide, and a few other guys. And what we did was we created a Facebook group, and now it's 35,000 members across the country and Canada. So it's a brilliant idea. We have done it. We support that, and we can't wait to see what you're going to do. Not necessarily in Plan B, but as you evolve as a fully formed adult. I love it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that's I follow those pages closely as well. I've seen what you guys are doing. Very similar. Like, I think that we get more people in this space kind of, back and behind it. I think we can do some really monumental things. Like, I know I moved to Reddit recently, or I created my Reddit community recently because Reddit recently has been huge for actually creating these organizations, these communities that can do these great things, right?
Sure.
I'm sure you've heard of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah, with GameStop and AMC and BlackBerry and all that, but particularly GameStop still doing their thing. So, yeah, I get it. Wall Street on Reddit, no question about it.
Exactly. And, all they were was, exactly what I'm trying to do now is they just created a community on Reddit. People got together, got connected, and over a common goal, mm-hmm. and they achieved that goal.
Yeah, the financial literacy is fantastic, and I love that positioning that you're doing as you evolve. And I'm excited for you, Jesse, for the near future, but also for the long term future, because you're a heck of a dude, man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you keep doing this. Good luck with your upcoming qualification. We expect you to be back on the world stage soon. And good luck with Wrestlers in Finance on Instagram and other social media platforms. And Jesse, just good luck to you, man.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Thank you for allowing me to be on here.
Absolutely, Jesse. Jesse Porter from Northern Michigan University in upstate New York, our Greco-Roman hopeful for the world teams again this year. This is Coach Cimarroni. Love to all. Thank you so much, and stay safe. And again, good luck to the wrestlers in the state of Ohio today at the state tournament. We are all blood. This is Coach Cimarroni. I trust you are well and about to emerge after this most challenging of years. In all that we have collectively been through, we can still find that silver lining. That said, it is my pleasure and honor to announce a rekindling and reconnection to my longtime and good friends at the Montrose Auto Group. Mike Thompson, Chris Mills, and the incredible staff at Montrose Westside have afforded me and Razor, my company, an opportunity to present the outstanding lineup of high-quality vehicles in their stable. Jaguars, Range Rovers, Volvos, and a bevy of high-quality pre-owned vehicles are at our and your disposal. I look forward to being of service to you and your family, friends, company, and associates at your request and direction. Let's get together soon to discover how we may be a solution to your driving requirements and desires. Thanks so much, and talk soon. This is Coach Cimarroni for the Montrose Auto Group's West Side Store.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes?
On Press Box Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.